This is take three because I rambled through the beginnings of the other parts of this because I'm sick. Hi. This is I Pikachu's You. This is the questionnaire that Nickel Silver posted for Procrastination Nation. I can only think of conjunction, junction. What's your function? Hi. I'm actually surprisingly not on cough meds, but I do have a sinus infection going on, so let's just bear with me here. First question, when do you feel the most sexually confident and why? Thinking about this, I probably feel the most confident after I've had a really good body day, as almost like deep as that's gonna sound. But that's the God's honest truth. It's, you know, some days I go through, I think we all go through this, whereas we look at ourselves and we're like, wow, this sucks. And then there are other days, okay, that's a sexy sound I can't say, other days, where you look at yourself and you're like, wow, damn, I like this. And then that kind of like sticks with you through the day, and by the time, like, you know, you're getting ready to do something, you're just like, I am totally down for this, and you know what, my body is banging. Maybe literally. But yeah, that's probably when I feel the most confident. And, you know, if I'm with somebody, my partner, it's just like, when I can tell that they're into it, and I know it's like, I'm the reason, that makes me feel really good. Two, if you could live anywhere, where would it be? I live on the East Coast, but I would love to live in California. Been there a bunch of times, and it just feels like I belong there each time I go. And every time I go, for like whatever reason, like for vacation or for travel, for business, it just gets harder and harder to come back to the East Coast. It just feels right. Number three, are you a clean or messy person in bed? If you're going to talk about out of bed, I was going to be out of bed, out of the way, since I was on mine, you know, maybe. I'm actually very messy. And that implies it in bed, too. That's all I'm going to say. When you hit an obstacle, do you turn left, volunteer to direct traffic around it, or floor the accelerator? It's a mixture of the first and the third. Sometimes I'm just like, nope, I'm out of here. Other times it's, well, we're doing this, and then I just kind of break through. Not always the safest move, but I come through the other side, and I come out unscathed most of the time. But the times I haven't, sometimes I should be hitting that accelerator and just powering through. Alright, number five. What's your favorite motivational saying? Let's see, so Nickel Silver offered some, pick one or add your own. There's one quote that I've taken with me through most of my life. It's kind of funny, I found it. It was a bookmark in a book I took out from the library when I was very young, and it stuck with me. And the original attribution is a little hazy, but the quote itself is, "Only she who attempts the absurd can achieve the impossible." And it's kind of motivated me to like carve my own path and where I am now and how I do my things. Just sort of, if, you know, if there's something to be done and it seems impossible, go out on the limb, see what happens, put yourself out there, and go for it. So that's my motivational saying. Number six. Do you know your life's purpose? Share. Huh. Okay. I don't know if I do. I like to believe I do, but like the long and short of it is, I've had a driving passion to always be an educator of some sort. No, it's I think I just kind of want to share knowledge with people. And it's not like I'm saying I'm the ultimate expert at anything. It's just, you know, if someone doesn't know something or needs help with something and I can help them, I will help them. So, I guess it's like helping others, educating, things like that. True or false? If her bra matches her panties when she takes off her clothes, it wasn't you who decided to have sex. See, I'm going to say false, and I haven't listened to anyone else's, so I really don't know if anyone else agrees or disagrees with me, but sometimes it's just really nice to have matching bra and panties. I haven't had that in years, just because, like, I haven't really, like, been bothered. Sometimes I'm just, like, I'm running late out the door. I'm not going to be like, ooh, I need to match that. It's more like, oh, shit, I need to get out the door. Don't want to be late. So, really, it depends. So, no, I'm going to say, no, it wasn't you. She may have just been having a really good day. Again, a good body day. And was like, I need to dress up this body appropriately. Would you rather walk, number eight, would you rather walk, ride a bike, ride a horse, drive a Harley, or fly a plane? Hands down, ride a horse. There's something about being on a horse, that's just, feels relaxing to me. I used to ride horses. I had two or three horses when I was younger, but family moved, we didn't have horse property, and boarding fees are really ridiculous where I live, so we didn't. I had to give him up. What are you doing? Okay, that's my cat. But yeah, ride a horse. And just getting, like, it feels right to me. I miss, like, leaning down and, like, laying on my horse's neck, just being like, okay, you're gonna cooperate with me, okay? We're gonna do this? Like, my horse used to drink coffee and eat pretzels. He thought it was a dog. 9. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Who'd you do it with? No limits. If money was no object, I would lock myself in my house or whatever and write all day. I've wanted to be a writer, so maybe that's my life's purpose, to write in a way. I would find a way to, like, spend time developing stories, developing characters, etc., and just sort of fleshing that out without having to be at, like, my day job and, like, sneakily writing things that are not work related. And it's not like, oh, this, I'm not writing something that's, like, not safe for work. It's just a matter of sometimes, you know, when some people pass by, it's like, oh, nope, that's not work related. That's definitely not work related, but I'm gonna make it look like it is. So yeah, I'd write all day. What's the longest you've gone without sex? That's question number 10. I had to think about this one. Phone. So, I mean, if you want to get real, it's 17 years. No. I was 17. When I had sex for the first time, so that would be the longest time, period. But since then, probably a solid, not a solid year. Like, 9-10 months, something like that. Actually, no, it's probably closer to, like, 10-11 months, actually. Alright, let's see. 11. What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? Trying to think. Probably jellyfish. Or chicken feet. Jellyfish or chicken feet, and I actually really like chicken feet. But jellyfish is very deceiving. It looks like very squishy and soft, but it's hard and crunchy. It's actually really weird to eat. It was at a wedding. Yeah, I liked it. I would try it again, but it was just very surprising that, like, oh, this is jellyfish, this will be nice, and like, what is that? Last one, 12. Ever been stood up? When did you realize it and what did you do? I have never been stood up. I've been the one doing the standing up. Back in college, there was this person in my dorm who was like trying so hard to like date me or something. And it was like, end of the day, I had no interest in this person. And this was around the time a hurricane was striking my area. So they had like half of us were all down in the common area trying to figure out, wait out the storm together. And I was like, oh, why don't you come down, and blah, blah, blah. And I waited, and I'm like, you know what, F this. I want to go back to my room and watch TV. So I downloaded a bunch of, I think I was watching Community at the time. I downloaded a bunch of Community episodes right before, and I charged my laptop off. I'm like, I'm going to go do that instead, but I didn't tell him. I saw him leave his room as I was walking up. I kind of felt horrible, but I was the one doing the standing up. I'm a horrible person. So this has gone on way too long. It's about 12 minutes long before I edit it. So thanks, Nicole. Sorry when I'm rambling for 12 minutes, but I'm procrastinating on doing laundry. So if anyone wants to come do that for me, I would appreciate it. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.